This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, I sit down with David Benack, one of the six Democrats running to challenge Republican Congressman Fred Upton this fall. But first, Michigan State University faculty have voted no confidence in the university's Board of Trustees and called for all of them to resign. That follows the sexual abuse scandal involving former MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar. But former State House Speaker Chuck Perricone says the trustees should voluntarily step aside, for now. In a column for Dome magazine, the former Kalamazoo area lawmaker calls for the board to suspend itself. Perricone, who is owner and publisher of Dome, says they can step aside pending the results of investigations and possibly return to office. I spoke with Chuck Perricone earlier this week. First of all, you have owned Dome for a few years, but this is the first time you've ever actually written a column. Why now?
It is, and that was deliberate. The reason that I purchased Dome is I wanted to create a platform for legislators, well, and appointed officials, department directors, et cetera, where they could explain the why behind what they do or what's going on. And that's what I had always heard from the private sector as I served as speaker before and after. They always want to know why. And no one really answers that. And in media today, the snippets are so short, the amount of print is so little that you don't have context. So Dome, being a collection of award-winning columnists, we have a Pulitzer winner, we have two Emmy winners, I thought was a great platform, no baggage that I could discern, to expand a bit and invite these folks to contribute pieces and talk about what the heck is going on and what led to it and why. We haven't done as much of that as I would like. What I found out after I bought it and got into this is they don't have time to write. And that means they turn things over to staff. Well, then you've got canned responses, maybe a little bit of partisanship, and I don't have any interest in that. So I started interviewing folks and would dig deeper myself, and that worked well. A Senate Majority Leader, a speaker along the way, a couple of others that had some bumps in the road they experienced, and they got their whole story out and were very happy. I delayed writing because I didn't want people to assume that this was something that I wanted to use for myself. Because we have much more talented writers than I am that do this. So I will contribute periodically, but it will have to be for a substantive reason.
And in this particular column, you say that the Board of Trustees at Michigan State University, you suggest that the chair of the board, Brian Breslin, take the lead and encourage others to follow him in stepping down. Why, admittedly, right now things at Michigan State are not good, but why is it a good idea for the entire Board of Trustees to go voluntarily?
Well, it's optics. Perception is reality in politics, and it's certainly in any crisis. That reigns supreme. There is going to be just an ungodly amount of money spent on public relations on this thing for a long time to come. You're already seeing people brought in for that. So that's number one. You've got to make a wholesale change. Number two, I know a few of the people on that board of trustees, a couple of them quite well. Brian Breslin wouldn't sell his soul to anybody. His son's interned for me when I was Speaker of the House. He's as good as it gets. Diane Byram, yeah, she's a Democrat. Who cares? She's a good person. She has an immense amount of integrity. She operates the way things ought to be done.
And you two served together in the legislature, am I correct?
We did.
Or overlapped anyway?
We did, and I enjoyed it. She's very, very bright. I'm sure that these two didn't do anything knowingly inappropriate. I'm sure of it. I just don't have any doubt. The problem is optics. So as chair, Brian Breslin, who's already announced he's not going to run again, and that was prior to this last blow up, the last several weeks with the public comments from the victims, they need to take a leadership role, Brian in particular, and given the Constitution and the limits, the only real way that this can be done is for the trustees to take themselves out of the game. If the governor tries to remove, he has to go through a process by Constitution. That means there has to be deliberations, a finding. All of those things sound like they would take time because they would. To suspend, same thing. Recall by public, it'd take months. Impeachment by the legislature, well, that's at least a couple of months. That's a process as well. The quickest way to do this, the most honest way, and the way to save face for the trustees is to simply have them stand up and say, you know what? We know this looks bad. We know people are bleeding and very upset. We're going to step aside. And at that point in time, if they stipulate to that, they put it in writing, they give Governor Snyder a consent judgment in writing signed by the trustees, he can't accept. At which point, Governor Engler and his advisor, Governor Blanchard, bipartisan approach, could very definitely step forward with recommendations for interim replacements, save a ton of time, make up for lost time, and put some expertise on that Board of Trustees and move forward.
Expertise. How important is it to have expertise at a time when the interim president of Michigan State, John Engler, is someone who did not come from higher education but came from the world of politics and government? The Board of Trustees is supposed to be providing oversight to the university. What sort of expertise needs to be there then?
Well, if you went out and did a listening tour, the faculty would have one thing to say. The students would have another thing to say. Everybody would want there to be a bit more warmth and fuzziness to the reception of what they have to say, because this is as much an emotional as it is a criminal situation, no question about it. And I'm not being flip about that. It's going to depend on who you ask. This is a family on that campus. And they've had a death in the family. And that's the way a lot of people would like to treat this and bring closure, so to speak, and move on. John Engler, in my opinion, should have the freedom in this thankless task, which is going to take a tremendous amount of time and maybe be the biggest thing he's done in his life, up to and including the governorship 3 terms. Why not give him the opportunity with Blanchard as counsel and a balance from the other side of the aisle for those that just can't let the partisanship go, and have them talk about the types of backgrounds that they could put around that board in this interim period of time to work through this? I mean, you have, what, 6-plus different investigations. This is only me speaking here. The NCAA, I think they're going to come down like a ton of bricks on this. I just don't see any way around it. I've read that they can't implement the death penalty because this is not a second or third occurrence. It's the first. Well, that may be, but I would not be a bit surprised if one of the first things they say is the Board of Trustees has to go. The United States Gymnastics Board stepped down. The NCAA, when you look at other findings they found in the past for much less than this, the people in administrative positions, that was the first step. They had to go. Then there were suspensions and everything else.
So you say that to demonstrate inclusion and maximize impact, current Governor Snyder should then seek former Governors John Engler and Jim Blanchard's recommendations for interim replacements.
Yes.
As you mentioned, though, you know, John Engler here as interim president, he's supposed to be reporting to the board. Should he be recommending people who could one day down the road, at least theoretically, sit in judgment on him and maybe decide that he isn't the guy who should be leading Michigan State further beyond whatever point that is?
Well, somebody's got to appoint the interims.
And the governor has to appoint, though.
And,
right?
And the governor is the only person that can. So it's a recommendation. The reason that I'm proposing that he speak to or seek John Engler's opinion and Jim Blanchard's opinion is not just because the public is already demanding that should the board go, it reflect the same partisan balance. It's because there's checks and balances in that system. And at some point, because somebody has to appoint these people, there has to be trust. Now, we can spend the next 18 months trying to figure out who that might be, or we can get down to it and fix this problem. And with those minds at the table and everyone wanting this over like last week, not just yesterday, I'm very comfortable in my belief that there would be gender balance and experiential balance, which is exactly what you need. Why not have some voices around that table that have been through something like this or at least have the expertise to deal with it, which we don't necessarily have today? The people that are on the Board of Trustees today won campaigns. What we need are people that have been through this and have some expertise that can be brought to the challenge at hand.
So as you mentioned, the people who are currently on the Board of Trustees got there by winning campaigns, winning statewide elections. Of course, that, I suppose, leads to the next question, and I realize it's a little beyond the scope of what you wrote, but should we be electing people to these boards at Michigan, Michigan State, and Wayne State?
I'm on the fence on that. I can see on the one hand where it makes some sense. It keeps alumni connected. It keeps the public connected. These are public institutions. It's our dollars to a great degree that funds everything they do. We all spend our lives with our allegiances and following the sports and everything else. As I mentioned in my column, it's a huge part of our lives. If you really sit back and think about it, and the amount of airtime, whether it's television, radio, print, anything else, we spend a lot of time of our lives thinking about university activities, even if it's the visiting Broadway show at Miller Auditorium. I mean, it touches all of us and children, grandchildren. So, yeah, I get that component. On the other hand, are those the most qualified people? Well, probably not in all cases, let's be honest. But then that could be said of any elected body. And I guess that brings me to my final point. That's a different question. That's an entirely different question. Right now, the house is burning down, and we got to put out the fire. And the best way to do that is to clear the decks and have these trustees, without having to hang themselves, step forward and say, look, we know people are upset. We know that we need to clear the decks for this to actually be repaired. We are going to step up and step aside and allow the governor and others, Governor Snyder and Governor Zengler and Blanchard, step forward and do what they have to do to correct this until the investigations are complete and the findings are announced, at which point we can come back. Now, keep in mind, two of the trustees are up for re-election. And a couple of them have said they're not going to run again.
Right.
So there's going to be some turnover anyway.
Mitch Lyons is the other one who's up for election this year and said he won't be seeking another term. So let me bring it back to that, your actual proposal, that the MSU Board of Trustees, all of them, should step aside. Is there any danger in taking that drastic of a step? Yes, it's during a crisis, but a step that does, in a way, nullify what the voters of the state of Michigan have done.
I don't think so, and that's why I specifically proposed that it be pending the outcome of the investigation. They're not pulling themselves off the board. Governor Snyder can do that, but again, he has to go through a process, and that may happen. You know, another shoe could drop tomorrow, and he suddenly decides enough is enough. Let's get the hearings or whatever it is rolling, and let's go. He's going to have company if that happens. The House will be right there. Speaker Leonard is on top of this, as is Majority Leader Meekhoff and others. And, of course, the Attorney General, he's already committed a raid. He's looking. Things are working their way to the press right now from what he found. That's not going to end anytime soon. We've got to be able to just clear this out and empty that stage and shine the spotlight where it needs to go on where the evidence leads, and then deal with it immediately, quickly. And a lot of this is based on trust. It's like the judicial system. It only works if the public trusts it. The public needs to regain their trust. The parents of the kids that are going to state need to regain trust. You know, and very importantly, let's be honest, future alumni, parents of kids that may be going there, they need to regain trust. If they don't have faith in the current board, that's a great place to start. It may not be ideal, it may not be fair, but it is optics, and a temporary suspension pending the outcome of investigations is something we all understand, we all get our arms around, and it makes sense.
And so a temporary suspending themselves, opens the door that they can unsuspend themselves if an investigation comes back and shows that trustees were not involved?
If everybody comes back, I specifically cited the Attorney General's investigation and the NCAA, but if these investigations come back and they clear the trustees, well, I think the average person would say, hey, if they didn't do anything wrong, I have no idea if it'll be that clean. Who knows? I'm sure there have been conversations. There were conversations that bubbled up to the top, to that level. But who knows the chain of command and communication that actually took place? You've had some resignations by folks that were in that chain of command that obviously realized the jig was up and they had to go. One of them over a year ago, another one recently, a doctor. Are those the two where it stopped? I don't know. That's why we have investigations.
And just to be clear about this, in the meantime, I mean, investigations can go on a while. So it is possible that we could hit November and investigations are not done, in which case there will be elections held. And
that's right.
Two Michigan State University trustees would be elected. Would you say those two people elected in November should be seated after the election, assuming that the others have suspended themselves, as you suggest?
Not necessarily. I mean, the system is in place for the election. They're running for election. The public is going to, I'll tell you what, the people that are running for these two seats, they better have cleaned out their closet because the public's going to be looking very closely. And that's okay.
A lot more scrutiny for a university board seat than there normally would be.
More than there has ever been. Yeah. But you know what? That's okay. That's the way the system works. And the public has that right, and they should exercise it. And if those two people win, God bless them for running. You know what? Why not seat them? This is a temporary suspension. You've got a couple of folks that they're stepping aside anyway. That's not a big deal. That's something that everyone can deal with and accept. And it's fair. And that's okay.
Chuck Perricone is the former Speaker of the Michigan House, the founder of the Perricone Group, and also the owner and publisher of Dome Magazine. Thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You can read Chuck Perricone's column called The MSU Board of Trustees Should Suspend Selves at domemagazine.com and through a link at wmuk.org.